Yeah, we're ready to get started.
You're on the stream.
Okay. This is the July 20th, 2017 meeting of the Pacifica National Board. I now call this meeting to order. It's 5:40 on the West Coast. Mr. Secretary, please take roll.
Okay, here we go. Grace Allen?
Here.
Okay, Allen is here. Jonathan Alexander?
Here.
Okay, Alexander is here. Dave Beaton?
Here.
Okay, Beaton is here. Jim Brown?
Present.
Okay, Brown is here. Adriana?
Present.
Okay, Adriana is here. Bill Clozier?
I'm here.
Clozier is here. Catherine Davis?
Here.
Catherine Davis is here. Benita Diaz?
Present.
Benita is here. Wanda Garner?
Present.
Garner is here. Jan Goodman?
Here.
Jan Goodman is here. Serena Jacobs?
Here.
Jacob is here. Ken Lofer?
Here.
Ken Lofer is here. Brother Mark?
Brother.
Mark is here. Serene Roberts?
Brother.
Okay, Roberts is here. Mansour Sabah? Mansour Sabah is here. Kian Spikes? I think he's still in Nicaragua. Nancy Soden? Okay, Nancy Soden is still here. Eric Steinberg?
Present.
Steinberg is here. Tanaka is here. Ken Bishibanda?
Hello.
Tamba is here. Adriana Ferro and Andrea Ferro. They're here. Mosquito Washington?
Present.
Mosquito is here. So right now we have 19 people and the quorum. Jennifer, 19 people. I think he muted himself. Jonathan?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. I was asking for time.
Okay. I do item.
Okay. So we have timekeepers for items there for people. And are there any excused absences?
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Indiana Kasmaev.
Sure, Adriana, what's your point of order?
My point of order is about the continuous breach of Pacifica by Doha and California Corporation Code, because it's a violation of the Pacifica by law, like I said, of the Corporation Code. I send it to everybody. Obviously, the PNB has it, Tanaka, Tanaka too. You know, we cannot keep using a system that prevents director for communicate with each other at the same time. This is against the word by law, and it's my obligation to bring that point to the chair and ask you to stop this system that is manipulated only from a few people. Please, Mr. Chair, I hope that you agree with me in my point of order. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kasanev. Your point of order is not well taken. However, since we have voted on this in the past many times, instead of voting on it, I would ask the Secretary to please note your objection in the minutes of this meeting. And we're going to move on.
I challenge you, Mr. Chair.
You challenged the ruling?
Yes, sir.
I understand we spend a lot of time voting on this matter, and it seems to me that the same thing will be served by making a clear objection of the Maestro system in the minutes, because we are going to continue to use it, as I believe that it actually creates the situation or ensures the situation where all members may be heard.
You can serve, Mr. Chair. I think that it's my right to challenge your voting. Thank you.
Fine. We're going to go to a quick vote on the challenge to my ruling, and then we'll move on to agenda approval. Any excused absences, Mr. Secretary?
Point of order.
Yes.
Aki, just trying to clarify, we're going to move right on.
Let me get one point of order.
We already have a point of order on the floor that we have to vote on, and we're or a challenge to it as a matter of.
Robert Swift, a parliamentary inquiry, please.
Yes. Yes, Ms. Roberts.
Okay, thanks. So my understanding is that when there is a challenge to the chair, that the chair speaks the first and last, and that other members of the body are allowed to speak at least once. I would like to speak on this issue.
I understand, but we're not going to go to debate on this issue because we have a lot of business to go over this evening, and we go over this, and we have debated this several times in the past at the beginning of many meetings, and so in the interest of time, we're just going to go ahead to a vote on it. Ms. Katsinev stated her objection very clearly, and the body's going to go ahead and vote on it right now. Mr. Secretary, go ahead and take the vote.
Now, this is to support the booting of the chair. Okay, Grace Allen? Grace? Okay, David Beaton?
Yes, support the ruling of the chair.
Beaton is yes. Jim Brown?
No. Do not support the ruling.
Brown is no. Casanova?
No.
Casanova is no. Crozier?
Yes.
Crozier is yes. Davis?
Yes.
Captain Davis?
Yes.
Davis, yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Wanda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes, yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacobs is yes. Kim Wolfer?
Yes.
Wolfer is yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Mark is yes. Serene Roberts?
No.
Roberts is no. Mansour Sabah? Okay, get back to you. Alex Steinberg?
I said yes. I did say yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Sabah. Alex Steinberg?
Yes, I support the ruling of the chair.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Temba Chibanda?
No.
Temba Chibanda is no. Okay. Okay, I know it's your TM. Okay, TM is here. And
yeah. Andrea is here, too.
All right. Let's see. Let me just get the votes here. Mosquito Washington?
No.
Washington is no. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Alexander is yes. Grace Allen?
Yes.
Grace is yes. Okay. So, okay, there are 13 yes, 6 no, and 2 people came on the meeting after the initiation level, so I'm going to just excuse them from the board. So 13 yes, 6 no, so you can go on, Jonathan.
Are there any excused absences, Aki?
No. Not the only person missing is Nancy Sullivan. And I didn't receive anything from Nancy.
Okay. Sure, she'll be on the
Nancy
call.
Is here. No, Nancy's on. Hi, Nancy. So she's on too. So everybody's on. There's 22 people on the call today.
Okay. Thank you very much. We are on item number 2, which is agenda approval. We have 30 minutes for this item, timekeepers.
Jonathan, can
are there any objections to approving the agenda as is?
Mr. Chair?
I heard someone say a point of order before Ms. Kasanen. Who was that?
That was Jim Brown.
Edwin Roberts.
Okay. I got Jim Brown and then Adriana. Was there somebody else?
Edwin Roberts. I'm sorry. I was calling your attention because I can hear Edwin Roberts and you obviously cannot.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Brown, what's your point of order?
Before we approve, do we have a copy of the agenda? Did you send us a copy? I don't see it.
Aki's updated version at 4:21 p.m. Pacific time.
Jim
Brown.
Oh, Jim Brown. Okay. I'm going to send everybody a copy again. Hang on.
Okay. And Ms. Roberts, you had a question?
I wish to give notice of the continuing breach in that the PNB majority has chosen to remove improperly directors Sharon Brown and Afia Wangaza and has chosen to add David Beaton and Mansour Sabah.
Thank you, Ms. Roberts. I believe the last meeting and recent meetings, the PNB has voted on this several times. In addition to that, this body has voted to note your objections. So once again, your objections will be noted in the minutes of this meeting. Mr. Secretary, do that for me. But we're not going to waste time with debate over this or a vote on it, as the outcome will not change and it will hinder us in getting to the end of our agenda and conducting all the business that we need to this evening. So, Mr. Secretary, please put that in the minutes. And we are on item number 2, agenda approval, so if there are any points of order, they should be to approving the agenda. Yes.
Mr. Chair, so first, I didn't ask you to vote on it. I gave notice. It actually didn't even require a response from you. That's one. And two, I believe it's completely inappropriate for you to suggest that you know what each member of the board will do on any given item. It really is inappropriate for you to continue suggesting that votes don't matter because the outcome will not change.
I'm not suggesting that votes don't matter. I'm suggesting that we have voted on this particular item over and over again, and it's not in the interest of this body to continue to revote the same items, and the vote does not change. That said, we made a vote to determine how to handle this, so it's going to be noted in the minutes. Your objection is noted. And we are on agenda approval. Second time, is there anyone who objects to approving the agenda as is?
Roberts has an amendment.
What's your amendment, Ms. Roberts?
I emailed it a few minutes ago to everyone. It's with regard to the improper termination of the KPFC GM. and about which the interim executive director has made many public statements, the truthfulness of which is a different matter. But it's everyone should have it in their box. I forwarded it with a copy of the agenda for folks who might have trouble finding it.
I have that here. If everyone will take a look.
I second the motion, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. This has been seconded. So we can take debate on this amendment. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against this amendment?
I think it's
point of order. Point of order.
Who is that with the point of order?
Alex Steinberg.
Yes, Mr. Steinberg, what's your point of order?
This amendment directly concerns personnel matters. We cannot discuss personnel matters in an open session.
I'm reading over the amendment. Give me a moment.
Nancy Thornton, request for information.
No matters. Okay.
Jordan, request for information.
You do not discuss personnel matters in open session. Who is that? Is that Ms. Roberts?
She said no.
Nancy Sullivan.
I'm sorry. I'm just having a little trouble hearing. Okay, that's one person speaking. It's Nancy Sorden. You wanted to speak in favor of this amendment?
I have a request for information. Point
What's
of information. I don't know what the motion says, and if it does not mention the person's name, could this motion please be read? So that I can
Roberts, would you please read the motion for the body?
Point of order. It would be proper to read the
bylaws
motion
in Article 7, Section 3D below provides that a local station board and the executive director must agree on the issue of discharging a general manager, or that, if necessary, the Pacifica National Board shall serve as a tiebreaker. And whereas the bylaws do not restrict the LSB's involvement or the ED's authority to, quote, permanent managers, and whereas the interim ED held no discussion with the LSB before suddenly discharging KPFT's interim GM, Dr. Obadiki Kamau, and whereas in June...
Point of order. This is entirely out of order. It's out of order to discuss or put on the agenda anything having to do with personnel matters.
Can you call?
Out of order.
Director.
No, I'm going to recognize that out of order, and I'm going to have to agree that in open session, discussing personnel matters puts the foundation at risk. So I'm going to have to call this amendment out of order. If you wish to amend it, Ms. Roberts, to be a lot less specific, maybe it will be time before this item is done.
If you mention the person's name, it's out of
information.
It's not out in open session.
Jonathan? You will also end up having to discuss
arguments
if it is on the agenda.
This is referring to...
That's fine. We now know what the motion... Just a moment.
You cannot let Grace Aaron just start shouting out commands to you. If you're chasing...
First of all, Ms. Roberts, you've not been recognized. Please control yourself.
Neither was she. Neither time was she recognized.
I'm going to tell you again. Control yourself. We all have
Nancy
motion.
Jordan,
and
point of order.
Just a moment. We're going to move this along.
Nancy Jordan, point of order.
On the agenda. Ms. Jordan, do you wish to speak for or against this motion? Because that's what we're entertaining right.
Yeah, I am a point of order.
Did you receive this motion in email, Ms. Jordan? That's my question for you.
I may have, but there's so many emails I haven't been able to find. You know, I didn't.
Archie, to the set, please.
My point of order is that
is that somebody can't just say point of order and then just jump in, which is what Grace did.
Yes,
I waited for you to recognize me. Before I made my point of order. That is what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
And Grace did not do that. She never does that.
You have to state your name because right now I can't tell Grace from Nancy. So you're going to have to state your name as well. But this is what we're doing. Is there somebody else, and I'm going to ask again, is there anyone else who wishes to speak for or against?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
So you don't want to speak for or against this amendment either. At 30 minutes, we'll just have to go through.
Juliana?
Order. You didn't speak your name. Is that Alex or Mansoor?
Juliana?
The amendment is out of order in an open session. My colleague can, if she so chooses, can bring it to the body in a closed session, not in an open session.
Is he an accusation?
Steve, that's fine. Then we'll simply put against it. But we don't have to discuss any personnel matters to vote on this motion quickly.
Adriana Casney, Mr. Chair, can be recognized.
What do you have, Adriana? You keep saying your name, but you don't see if it's a point of order or a point of information. I'm sorry if I didn't catch that.
I'm sorry, but you asked who wants to speak in favor or against this motion. That's what I was trying to do.
Oh, well, I do appreciate that. You
want
to against?
Aki to the sec, please.
Yes, Aki. Ms. Cassidy?
Wait, what happened?
Jonathan?
Yes?
This weighing agenda approval, we don't debate any motion for or against. Only thing we add is whether we add it to the agenda or not, right?
Thank you for that, Aki. In that case, this is a simple matter for a vote. Why don't you go ahead and take
the floor? Mr. Chair, you gave me the floor. May I speak?
However, did you hear what Secretary said? In this particular case, we don't debate. We simply decide whether or not to go. There's information in this motion, and it is
point of order. Do it before me.
So,
we're
going to spend the evening in this
predatory
behavior. It's one point of order over another one, and there are only so many points of order that I can take at a time.
Point of order, Nancy Sorting.
But now, confusion to make it easier for the listeners.
You gave me the floor, Mr. Chair. Why you are
I'm going to rule right now. If you wish to challenge this ruling, you may. So, here's what my ruling is. We're now going to go to a vote. This is not debatable. We're just going to decide. We all have this motion here. We're going to vote on whether or not it gets added to the agenda. Before that, I'm going to ask my timekeeper, how much time do we have on this item?
We still have 20 minutes.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Secretary, we're going to go to a vote. A yes vote on this amendment will put Serene's motion...
Roberts.
Be added to the agenda item. Ms. Roberts, I have one question for you because I don't see it in your motion. Where did you wish to add this to the agenda?
Well, I'm going to look at the agenda right now. In the meantime, I have a question for you.
No, I need you to answer my question. Did you wish to add this at the beginning of the agenda? You made the motion. I apologize, but it wastes this body's time if you don't know where you wish to put this in the agenda. You are amending the agenda.
As I said, I'm looking at the trying to bring the motion back up to my screen right now. I would like to add it as number 4.
ahead of the term number four.
Good.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Do I get to motivate my motion?
You already did. You explained your motion and why we're going to go ahead to a vote on this. Mr. Chair,
point of information, Mr. Chair.
And point of
any motions or information, we're going to go to a vote on this.
Point of order, Mr. Chair Benito. Point of order, Mr. Chair.
I'll repeat myself, Mr. Secretary. You're going to take a vote because I'm not going to take any more points of order or points of information. We're going to vote on whether or not to add this to the agenda, and I'll be happy to take all the points of order and points of information you have. Save them. Mr. Secretary, I'm not going to take any more time to take the vote.
Mr. Chair, I've been trying to get your attention for 5 minutes.
Okay, Aki seems to have muted himself. I'm going to go ahead and take the vote myself, unless Mr. Secretary can unmute his phone. Mr. Diaz, I just stated for the last time, I'm not going to take any more points of order or anything until after this vote.
Okay, so I'm going to say that I was muted.
Yep. I don't think anybody was muted,
You said Aki was muted.
It doesn't matter if you're muted or not. Aki, are you muted?
No, I'm not muted. Okay.
Oh, good.
So we're going to take a vote on whether to add Robert's motion to agenda item number four. Right? Okay. So Grace Allen?
No.
Aaron is no. And David Beaton?
No.
Beaton is no. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Brown is yes. Adriana?
Yes.
Gassonet is yes. Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Crozier abstains. Catherine Davis? Catherine Davis? Okay, pass. That's fine. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Benito is yes. Juan Garner? Garner abstains. Okay, Jan Goodman?
No to placing this item on the agenda.
Good thing is no. Sabrina Jacobs.
This is for the closed session? That wasn't made clear. This is for the closed session.
Well, they're voting for the open session, which might be an issue, but okay. Sabrina?
Okay, if it's a personal matter, no, not for open session. No.
Okay, no, okay. Ken Lawford?
No, not for open session.
Okay, Lawford, no. Robert Mark?
Likewise, no.
Okay, no. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts is yes. Mansour Sabat?
No to the breach of Robert's rules and bylaws.
Sabat is no. T.M. Scruggs?
No.
Can't talk about this. Nancy Soden?
Yes.
Soden is yes. Eric Steinberg?
No.
No? Okay. Tanaka is no. Temba Shibanda? Temba?
Yes.
Temba Shibanda is yes. Andrea Turner? Andrea? Okay, I'll get back to you. Mosquito Washington?
Yes.
Washington is yes. I'm going to go back to Catherine Davis.
Abstains.
Okay, Catherine Davis abstains. Jonathan Alexander?
No.
Jonathan Alexander is no. Any other? Come back to Rhonda.
This is Rhonda Garner. I want to change my abstention vote to a no.
Okay. Okay. You changed the abstention to a no. Andrea Turner. Andrea Turner, my head. Andrea, are you still on? She might have jumped off. I don't see Andrea. All right.
You got to go back to Bill Crozier.
Bill Crozier was
abstained.
He abstained. Okay. So I have 7 yes, 12 no, 2 abstention, and 1 person dropped out, Andrea Turner. So 7 yes, 12 no, 2 abstention.
This motion fails. Yes, we are still on agenda approval. Is there another objection or an amendment?
Nancy Sorden, I would like to amend the agenda.
Nancy Sorden, what is your amendment?
I'd like to remove number 4 for the same reason people argued against Serene's motion being placed on there. It's a personnel matter. The person is actually mentioned in that one.
Well, is there a second?
I second.
Okay. That's Alan Benito and Sabrina seconded. Mr. Secretary, let's go to a vote. Yes vote will be to remove item number 4 from the agenda. And a no vote will be to leave it there. Mr. Secretary?
Okay.
What is that?
Request for information. Motions.
I'm sorry. I think that's Bill, but I can barely understand you.
Yes, Bill. Sorry. Yes, Bill.
Sorry.
I thought we had passed all the committee motions. Was it turned on that?
Yeah, we can't hear you.
I'm sorry, Bill.
Callback. Bye.
Again, a yes vote removes item number 4 from the agenda. A no vote leaves item number 4 there. Mr. Secretary, would you please take the vote?
Okay, this is a motion to remove item 4 from the agenda. Okay, Grace Allen?
Is this a motion from the Audit Committee?
No. This is the motion from Alex Steinberg that says the Pacifica National Board commands the interim executive director for closure.
Regarding KPFT. Go ahead, Maki.
So this is. Everybody got a new agenda, which I just sent a few minutes ago. So this is item 4. Okay. Grace Allen passes.
Pass.
David Beaton? David Beaton?
I pass. I've now received the new agenda. Thank you.
This is Jim Brown. Okay. I don't have the new agenda yet.
Well, it was just sent, it was sent at 5:53, so about 15 minutes ago.
I'll forward it to Naki while you take the vote.
He was also sent at, let's see, what was it sent?
5:53. He was sent at 5:53, Yossi.
Okay. But he was also sent at 3:12 Eastern time this afternoon, too, so.
Point of order, Mr. Chair, this is Rhonda. I know we're in a vote, but since the vote hasn't actually begun, as a director from KPFT, may I speak to this, to the error in adding the...
Already have started.
Let me answer the chair, and I will answer. I'm sorry. This is an amendment to the agenda, and it's not actually debatable, so it would be out of order for you to speak to this motion. What is in order is to go to a vote on it, and if you're not actually voting, I'm going to ask you to mute your phones. We have about 4 minutes left on this item, by the way, and then we'll have to go to a vote to approve the agenda.
Robert Mark, request for information.
Okay, Jonathan. Jonathan. I'm going.
Who is that? Aki, are you have a question?
Yeah. This is Aki. I'm going to read the motion, so everybody's having a confusion about finding it. It's a very short motion,
I'll
just read it.
I object. Point of order. I object for the same reason. You wouldn't let me read her motion.
Okay, next.
I'm going to the motion myself.
All right. Okay, Jim Brown.
I can't vote on. I have to not vote. I vote on. I don't see the agenda at all.
Okay, Adriana Castanez.
Yes, I vote to remove that motion for the same reason that the other one wasn't there. It's a personal matter. All be treated the same way.
Okay. Bill Collier. All right. Bill Collier. Can you vote?
Sorry, Crozier abstains. I was muted.
Okay, Crozier abstains. Catherine Davis.
Abstain,
okay. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Benito is yes.
Rhonda Garner votes to remove the item from the agenda.
Okay, so Rhonda is yes. Jan Goodman.
I'm going to pass right now.
Goodman pass. Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes, they vote to remove it from the agenda.
Okay, Sabrina is yes. Kim Lofer.
Yes.
Okay, Lofer is yes. Brother Mark.
Pass.
Okay, long pass. Serene Roberts? Serene? Serene passes. Mansour Shabbat?
Pass.
Mansour Shabbat passes. Kian Scruggs?
I vote yes.
Okay, Scruggs votes yes to remove that item. Nancy Sullivan? Nancy? Father?
Yeah.
It's hard to make you out.
I think my volume got turned down because I'm stepped away from the phone. I'm farther away from the phone.
Okay.
My volume was up This is why we need to all be able to see the controls of the Maestro system. Yeah. We don't know if we're being lowered our volume or not.
Please continue with the vote, Ms. Gary. If you wish your volume to be turned up, you can request it, but I don't adjust your volume without you requesting. We're trying to see everybody as even as we can.
No, we need to see everybody's volume.
Nancy, we need to be able to see that. Continue,
Nancy. Okay, I'll get back to you, Nancy. Have a sign, Luke. Alex Steinberg is no. Okay. Tanaka passes. Kanpa Shivanda?
Yes.
Kanpa Shivanda is yes. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Turner is yes. Mosquito Washington?
Yes.
Mosquito Washington is yes. So I'm going to go back. Grace Allen?
Abstain.
Okay. Krishan abstain. David Beaton?
Can you tell me what a no vote is for and a yes is for? Is it yes
is to remove item 4 and no is to keep it in?
I say no.
Okay. You say no. Jim Brown?
I don't understand why. I just got a vote. I got the agenda from Robert Mark. I don't get it from you. Why?
Well, I sent it to. I sent it to the TNB, so I'm not quite sure why. Okay, well, I sent it to the whole PNB, but okay, go ahead. But anyway. So, anyway, I can get back to you as you read it. Okay. Jan Goodman, you have a pass.
Yes.
Okay, Jan Goodman is yes. And Noel Mark?
Mark votes no.
Mark votes no, okay. And Serene Roberts? Serene?
Excuse me, Mr. Secretary.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jan Goodman.
Yeah, Jan?
Is a yes vote to remove it and a no vote is to keep it in?
Yes, that's right. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
I'd like to change my vote to a no.
Okay. Jan Goodman is a no. That's fine. Serene Roberts? Okay. Get back here. Yeah, she's on the call. Mansoor Shabbat?
Hey, I don't self-mute. I don't self-mute, but I abstained because I haven't seen this motion. Thank you.
Okay, Mansoor is abstaining. Okay. And Tanaka
Wanda
is,
Garner?
No. Sure, Wanda.
Whenever I voted, I voted in such a way that I said that I vote to remove the item from the agenda, and then from there, Aki, you assigned me a vote. Did you assign me a yes or a no?
I have a yes for you. I have a yes
and for you. And that is remove the item from the agenda, right?
Yeah, remove the item from the agenda, huh?
Okay, because I understood Jan Goodman to ask the question.
Mr. Chair, please.
It's okay. Go ahead.
All of us
okay, so this
we are voting on an amendment to the agenda, and we are in the middle of a vote. And a yes vote moves the item from the agenda. A no vote leaves the item, number 4, on the agenda.
Okay, Jonathan Alexander?
Yes, to remove the item from the agenda.
Okay. All right. So, I think I got...
Mr. Secretary...
Oh, Jim Brown. That's only one I didn't get, I guess. Jim Brown?
Goodman.
Jim Brown?
Yeah, I'm just now looking at the agenda, and this is item number 4, you say?
Right. Uh-huh.
And this is motion to recommend IED.
Yes, that's all right. Yes, that's all right. Mm-hmm.
Then I would say remove it.
Okay, so you're a yes. Okay. Nancy Sullivan, let me get back to you. Nancy Sullivan?
Yes.
Okay, Nancy.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, I got you. And Mansour, you said that you cannot. What is Mansour? You said you don't have to.
Oh, abstained.
I'm
voting right now. Please.
We're still completing
okay.
The vote.
So yeah. only one left is Serene Roberts. Serene.
Yeah.
Okay, Serene is yes. All right.
This is
Mr. Terry, I would like to change my vote. This is Jan Goodman from a no to a yes. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
And this is Jim Brown.
Okay, and that's right. Okay, Jim Brown. Sure, Jim. Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'd like to change my vote from a no to a yes.
Okay, I thought you... All right. I thought you said I had
likewise,
to answer yes.
Mark.
Okay, Robert, hang on just for that. So, Jan Goodman, you changed the vote from yes or no, right?
From no to yes. I would like it removed from the agenda.
Okay. All right. Okay. Got it. Thank you. Robert? Okay, Celine. And the Mansour is abstaining. Okay, I got it.
Mr. Chair? Is everybody muted? The secretary too?
I believe Aki is good with the tally for us, Ms. Cassidy.
Okay.
14 yes, 4 no, and 4 abstention.
Could you repeat that, please?
14 yes, 4 no, and 4 abstention, so item 4 is removed. Perito, I asked for clarification of the vote.
Mr. Diaz, repeat that, please. Did you say that you asked for clarification of the vote?
Yeah, I was asking because, like Aki just said, that there were 4 no's. I count 3.
Point of order.
Mr. Secretary, what do you have? One more time.
Okay. The no votes are David Beaton, Robert Mark, Alex Steinberg, and Aki Tanaka. Those are the 4 no votes.
Okay, thank you. And Sarah, we had
changed my vote to a yes.
What's that?
Mark, I had changed my vote to a yes.
Okay, thank you. So it's 15 yes, 3 no, and 4 abstention. 15 yes, 3 no, and 4 abstention.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Ms. Kasanev.
I believe that after the results are in, no members have the right to change their vote.
I don't think he changed
Excuse
his
me.
Vote after. I think he was explaining that he had changed it during.
No, didn't happen. We have the recording.
This is Sabrina. Robert Mark changed during the vote, okay?
I see. Okay, he changed the vote. Yeah, I didn't care. Okay, thank you. Yeah, Chair, we're 10 minutes over the agenda item, so we need to end the agenda. We're 10 minutes over.
Exactly. We are now on item number four, because that motion passed and the previous motion has been removed. We're now on an item with 35 minutes, which is committee motions. There appear to be 8 committee motions from Finance 1.
Chair,
I'm simply reading the agenda. Just a moment. I didn't think this was controversial. I'm simply reading the agenda because the members said that they did not have the agenda. So I'm simply reading what's on the agenda so everyone knows where we are so we can all be on the same page.
Item three, Mr. Chair.
Oh, thank you. Minutes approval. Thank you very much. There's 5 minutes on that item.
Point of information, this is Catherine.
Point of order, Benito.
And then Catherine. Benito?
Okay, thank you. We're actually on agenda approval. I think that's number 2.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Exactly.
Correct, because we're at time that it's time for us to vote.
That's where we are on, number 2.
That is where we are. Thank you very much. Catherine, is that what you wanted to say?
Yeah, I wanted to ask if we would approve the agenda now.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. Since we're at time on this item, we have to go straight to a vote. So, Mr. Secretary, a yes vote will be to approve the agenda as is. A no vote will be to not approve the agenda.
Part of information.
All right.
Mr. Chair. Brown. Point of information.
Brown?
For some reason, I'm not on the email stream, on the message stream, so I don't get the agenda. I just sent a motion to you, and I don't see it coming in yet. So am I not on the email chain or what?
Refreshing. No, I don't have a motion from you, and I don't moderate the listserv for the P&D. That's Otis who does that. I'll send him the communication and try to figure out what's going on, because there seems to be some issue. Do you have the agenda though? Down?
But I've got it from Robert Mark.
Okay. Yeah, because both me and I can send that around 6 and you didn't get it. Okay. I'm going to keep Otis and tell him to jump on that. What had been wrong?
Mr. Chairman, can they resolve the problem and get it fixed?
Yes. Go ahead.
I got the agenda from a return address called from something called PNB Spam Catcher at, I think, Google Groups, rather than at the PNB@Pacifica.com. Maybe if the secretary would start sending out agendas out of PNB@Pacifica.com, people wouldn't see not being skipped, because I don't know what that list is.
Okay, I'm sending Otis a text right now.
I'm
with the audience to make sure that everybody is receiving the emails that they're supposed to. So now we're about to vote on agenda approval. Aki, go ahead and take a vote.
Okay, here's agenda approval. Grace,
yes.
Okay, Grace is yes. David Beaton?
Yes.
bitterness is Jim Brown?
No.
Okay, Brown is no. Adriana Casanev?
No.
Okay, Casanev is no. Bill Porger?
Yes.
Porger is yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacob is yes. Ken Lawford?
Yes.
Lawford is yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Mark is yes. Sabine Roberts? And get back to you. Mansoor Sabah? We get back to you. Kian Skuggs?
Yes.
Skuggs is yes. Nancy Sullivan? I'll get back to you. Alex Steinberg?
Nancy Sullivan is a no.
Okay, Nancy Sullivan is a no. Okay. Tanaka is a yes. Tembush Banda?
No.
Tembush Banda is no. Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay, Andrea Turner is no. Masfila Washington?
No.
Okay, Masfila is no. We're going to get back to the top. Jonathan Alexander?
Sorry,
Jonathan?
Yes.
Okay, Jonathan Alexander is yes. Sabine Roberts? Okay, Sabine Roberts, I'm here. Mansoor Sabah? Okay, I don't hear Mansoor. Alex Steinberg. Okay, I don't hear Alex Steinberg. All right. So I have 12 yes, 7 no, and three people that I cannot hear. So you'll pass anyway.
Can you hear me, Aki?
I can hear you. So 12 yes, 7 no. Yes. Okay, so the agenda passes. So item 3.
Mr. Chair, Mark, request for information.
I think Jonathan dropped out here for a minute here. I think it's time to get back on.
Hey, Aki, can you hear me?
Yes, Mansoor, I can hear you.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what's going on, but I did vote yes for the approval
okay.
of the agenda.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, so the agenda is approved.
Right.
Okay, and now we're on item number 3. Are there any corrections to the
minutes? Yes. Adriana Casanev?
Yes, Ms. Casanev. What's your correction to the minutes?
Yes. What is the point of sending an email? It's a point of order. The secretary put only the part that he wants instead of putting the whole point of order. Whole point of order should be in the minutes. Everybody can say that they don't understand me, but I hope that they can read me.
Mr. Secretary, would you totally explain why some of the points of order may not be in the minutes?
Well, some of the points of order is not in the minutes? Which points of order is not in the minutes?
The
you want me to explain it, sir? My point of order?
Sure.
I mailed that point of order to you and to the whole board. And you just put the first, I think, the few lines there. Is your interpretation to what I said, not exactly what I sent you.
Okay.
So, Ms. Kasanev, if I understand correctly, you want the point of order that you sent to us in email to be included in the minutes of the previous meeting. Is that correct?
Absolutely, because that is what happens. We cannot interpret what happened. What happened need to be reflected in the minutes. And a point of order should be exactly the way that was done.
Adriana, could you send me the exact text of the June 22nd point of order that you sent so that I can fix that with wording? If that wording that I have there is not right, then I'll replace it with whatever text you send to me.
I mean,
you have the same term that I sent specifically that day to you.
Right, so that's what I mean.
Sent by email to you and to the whole board.
Yes, I understand what you say. I thought I cut and pasted what you sent. If I didn't, then could you send it again so I can make a correction?
Then
is that what you get to us?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay,
what?
So... are there any objections to adding Ms. Kasanev's point of order to the minutes of the previous meeting?
Yes.
Why should there be?
Well, yes, there is objection. I did, Mansoor.
What is your objection, Mansoor?
I don't know the point of order that she has raised, and I don't have it in my possession, so...
It's in regard to the Maestro system and the telephonic meetings.
I see. Okay, I revoke my objection. That's fine.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else that objects to this being added to the minutes? Hearing no objections, this is now added to the minutes. And are there any other corrections to the minutes?
Can you see requests for information?
Yes, Nancy, what's your question?
I have heard you state that that all the points of order are going to be in the minutes. So I was wondering why we're voting on whether or not to put them in there, because they're supposed to be in there.
We didn't take a... There's no objection. This is just a correction. She's simply correcting this, and it's been accepted. It's a done deal. Did someone have a request for information? Who was that?
It's Rhonda. I would like to have the floor.
Yeah, you said you had a request for information. What's your question?
My question is it really reasonable to ask that our secretary, who is one person, to record all of the points of order and what they are, when sometimes there are, I don't know if I'm exaggerating, but 100 points of order in a meeting? I'd also like to point out that we've been in this meeting now for almost an hour, or what, 7:30, an hour and almost 15 minutes, and we really haven't any business done. So, Mr. Chair, I would like to encourage you, when people are out of order, to please...
I believe I understand your question, Ms. Garner. You're asking that question for the secretary to decide.
I don't think it's reasonable that Aki is going to be able to record every point of order.
I would remind everyone that all of our meetings, all the open session meetings, are streamed and recorded. And we're just about at time, for 4 minutes. We only have minutes for this item. And if there are no more corrections to the minutes, we would be done with this item. So I'm going to ask again.
I would like the floor to address the matter that was just raised.
Mr. Mark, we're on minutes approval.
I want to talk about minutes.
Certainly. I believe we have about another minute left on minutes approval. Go ahead, Mr. Mark.
Very briefly, it isn't unreasonable if the person making the point of order submits it in writing. All the secretary need do is put their little blurb in the minutes themselves, and then after it put per attached, and then attached to the official minutes the copy of the email that was sent in. It's a very simple process, and it will include in the minutes the entire language of the point of order.
Thank you, Mr. Mark, and I'll leave it to the secretary's discretion to figure out what he's able to do or not do. I realize it's a very difficult task being secretary at times, and I thank him for his efforts. Mr. Sabah, are we at time on this item yet?
We have time, Mrs. Gordon, of order.
Okay.
We have time on the minutes approval.
Thank you. Point of order, and then we're going to have to go to a vote on minutes approval. What's your point of order?
Okay. Regarding the point of order, if they're written, like Robert Mark said, or if they go to a vote, all votes have to be recorded in the minutes. So, yes, points of order that are voted on have to be in the minutes. Points of order that are written have to be in the minutes. Some of them you don't hear. Some of them there's no objection to. I don't know about that.
Thank you very much for that, Ms. Sorden. Mr. Secretary, go to a vote right now. A yes vote will be to approve the minutes as amended. No vote will be for not approval. Again, a yes vote is to approve these minutes as amended, and a no vote is not. Mr. Secretary, please take a vote.
Okay, please. Alan?
Yes.
Okay, Alan is yes. David Beaton?
Yes.
Beaton is yes. Jim Brown? Okay, I'll get back to you. Adriana Casanet? Okay, I'll get back to you. Phil Foggio?
Yes.
Foggio is yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benita Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Wanda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Jane Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Tim Balfour?
Yes.
Balfour is yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Mark is yes. Serene Roberts? We'll get back to you. Mansour Sabah? Get back to you. TM Slugs?
Yes.
Slug is yes. Nancy Sullivan?
Abstain.
Sullivan abstains. Steinberg? Alex Steinberg? Okay, get back to you. Tanaka is yes. Tambu Shibanda?
No.
Shibanda is no. Andrea Turner?
Abstain.
Okay. Turner abstains. Mosquito Washington?
Abstain.
Okay, Mosquito abstains. Okay, going to get back to Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Alexander is yes. Jim Brown? Jim Brown?
No. He
Could you hear me, sir?
We have you down as no. Aki? Looks like our secretary dropped off for a moment. He'll be back. Where was he on the vote? He was at Jim Brown. Pause for a moment while he comes back on the line.